Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A longstanding U.S. trade program is coming under scrutiny from the meat industry. The Africa Growth and Opportunities Act was designed to expand two-way trade between the United States and sub-Saharan African nations by allowing the president to grant duty-free access to qualifying countries. But the U.S. Meat Export Federation says some of those countries maintain strict barriers against American beef and pork. USMEF Director of Export Services, Jim Remchek.
South Africa, over 10 years ago, agreed to lift a ban on U.S. pork. However, South Africa has continued to impose the unscientific trade barriers due to porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, PRRS. So we are encouraging South Africa to adopt a science and risk-based approach and requirements in line with their WTO commitments for the Nigerian market. All fresh, non-processed U.S. red meat is currently ineligible. It's an unscientific ban, but we do see it as a tremendous growth area. And again, we think that pulling the strings on the AGOA angle could possibly give us some leverage. We're encouraging USTR to consider sanctioning or suspending Nigeria's AGOA benefits until this ban is lifted.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is currently seeking public comments on the implementation of AGOA. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.